My next guest brought to you by the Thundering Herd of Muskox. Muskox is menswear just for folks to get out there and get dirty, roll up their sleeves, get greasy, run through the briars, run through the brambles, run through the bushes where the rabbits wouldn't go or something like that. Yeah. Anyhow, gomuskox.com. My next guest. He holds the record for getting lost on Michigan back roads. Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron?
Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm jacked up on coffee.
Jacked up on coffee. Best way. Best way to start the day, and I would recommend you continue that way all day.
All right. I'm in.
Yeah, cool. Hey, so I got a shout-out for you. I was at the Coast Guard show last weekend. Big crowds, great festival. Man, these people do a great job. And a buddy of yours stopped by to say hello. I believe you know a guy named Mark Jacox.
I do know a guy.
He said, I want to come by and see if you sound like you do on the radio. I said, well, he said, yeah, not much better. And you know how it goes with friends like you. So anyway, he stopped by. We had a great time down there. So I want to let you know that he stopped by to say hello and to remind you that if you have any free time coming up, color time is nearly here, and the road trip of the week this week at Michigan News Source is the Horseshoe Bend Scenic Overlook near Buckley, Michigan. Absolutely gorgeous, part of the North Country Trail. Beautiful.
Oh, very nice. Tell me about it.
Well, it's you get near what you're actually is you're above the Manistee River, way above it, and there's a huge horseshoe bend that's there. And I'm going to say you're probably 300 feet above the river.
Oh, really?
Fantastic view. Yeah, fantastic view of the river and the rolling hills, and it's beautiful any time of the year. And you can get to it. You can drive almost right up to it, so you don't have to really use the North Country Trail to get there. You can drive to a nearby park. And, of course, when color time is here, it's one of the best overlooks that there is.
Wow. So, that's really cool.
North of Manton and near Buckley. There's directions for it in both my website and my books because it's not hard to get to. You just have to know which road to take. And then you pull off and walk up bottom of the trail and wham. There's just fantastic. They even got seats up there for you. Sit there and have a picnic and enjoy the view. Beautiful.
No, there you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Horseshoe Bend.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Horseshoe Bend. So that's the road trip of the week, Michigan News Source. Hey, listen, got a lot of stuff going on. I had to cut my list way down. There's so much going on in August. You really have to pick and choose. So one of them I picked is in Boyne City, one of your favorite places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're having Pirate Fest. It's going on starting today, Pirate Fest. And this is an event that is designed to raise awareness and raise funds for education and protecting natural resources. So it's one of the things we like to support. And they have a treasure map. They have a treasure hunt. And this goes on during the stroll of the streets that you know they have there in Boyne City on Thursdays. And they also are going to have the Pirate Queen pageant. So they're going to be picking up Pirate Queen. Boy, say that three times fast.
Well, right. Pirate
Queen. Picking the Pirate Queen. And they're going to, according to their literature, wenches ages 16 to 101 are eligible to compete. So
now that's their literature, right?
That's their literature. I did not select the term wenches, although it's one of my favorites.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that clarification.
And another one of my favorites is going on down in Howell, the Melon Festival. I'm happen to be partial to melons.
Wow.
And
that was my first job, by the way. My first job when I was 14 was picking Howell melons, as they called it. Musk melons, right? But Howell melons, they called
it. Yeah, Howell.
Yeah, that was my first job. I think I got paid $2 an hour. And every now and then, you know, a bunch of young people out there picking them and taking them to market, whatever, whatnot. And at some point, you know, it gets to the point in the season where there's a fair amount of rotten melons. Yeah, that turned into a few rotten melon fights out there in the field. I remember quite clearly what a sloppy, ugly mess that was. But there you have it.
Oh, yeah. One of the favorites, though. I mean, it's one of the perks of working in the melon fields.
Right. Getting
same
drenched in rotten melons.
Yes. The same thing with tomatoes. When they're a little overripe, you can sling those at your little brother.
Yeah, and, they Thanks for bringing back those unsavory memories of my childhood. Greatly appreciate that.
Well, you know, you got to look back sometimes and just reflect on how good things were. You know, speaking of harvest, the National Blueberry Festival this weekend.
Sometimes you got to look back and give your brother the international sign of disapproval, but, you know.
Yes, sometimes. And my family does that regularly.
I can't imagine.
National Blueberry Festival, South Haven, this weekend. I will be there signing books at Quilters Haven and Gifts, so at 253 Center Street. So if any of your cohorts are going to be around, any listeners, come on by, say hello. We'll give them a shout-out next time around. That's in South Haven. Boy, we've had such great weather.
Love
I hope
it
holds
there.
For the weekend. Yeah, I love it there. And one of my favorite events, I'm not going to be able to get there this year because I'm going to go to South Haven, but this week is the Upper Peninsula State Fair out of near one of your favorite towns, Escanaba.
I love Escanaba, the Stone House.
Escanaba, Stone House. This replaced the Michigan State Fair, which was canceled several years ago by our then Governor Jennifer Granholm, who vetoed the funding for it, and we never had a Michigan Fair after that. So the UP stepped up, and it's just like the Michigan State Fair, but it's the Upper Peninsula State Fair.
There you go. All right, so here's the deal. We got a couple of big shows in Grand Rapids I want to get to, and one in Charlie Box that I want to get to. So you got to sit there and wait for just a moment. Remember to go to GoMuskOx.com, find the best men's outdoor wear, fashioned by Ron Rademacher, everybody. GoMuskOx.com. Ron Rademacher, big fan. By the way, flannel is coming in now. Best flannel you'll ever own from MuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com, the place to find it. We'll be back with a couple of big events in Grand Rapids you're going to want to hear about also coming up. So don't go anywhere. It's Ron Rademacher on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.